Not only did the White House announce 10 plus cryptos and their blockchains that will be used to transparently and actively track GDP on the blockchain, but it was just announced by the CFTC that there will be a pathway for American citizens to trade on offshore accounts like Binance. Top crypto news you might have missed. Thursday, August 29th, 28th, excuse me. I just cannot. Oh my God. U.S. Department of Commerce and Chainlink are now bridging government macroeconomic data on chain. Pyth is also involved too. And without Oracle's Chainlink and Pyth, you cannot properly do this. This is something we've talked about heavily. In a press release today, the department said they already published an official hash of its quarterly GDP data release for 2025 on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, Tron, Stellar, Avalanche, Arbitrum One, Polygon, POS, and Optimism. Coinbase, Gemini, Kraken help facilitate the department's publishing, and it may include more blockchains in the future. So if yours wasn't mentioned, have no fear. Then Catherine Pham from the CFTC came out and said they will be creating a pathway for U.S. citizens to trade on offshore exchanges such as Binance, Bybit, and OKX. Arizona-based real estate firm adopts LINK token treasury, stock pumps 60%. Another DAT stock that's pumping, and again, a lot of these DATs, their stocks are doing a lot better than crypto. RLUSD is a crucial piece of Aave's Horizon platform. Aave launched a platform for institutional borrowing using tokenized RWAs like U.S. Treasuries as collateral. Big Sean says it's not too late to invest in crypto. Do it tonight if you can. Not financial advice. And the crowd was chanting Ripple XRP. Crypto.com exchange partners with Vivo Power, the XRP treasury strategy company that offers shareholders a bonus of $100 in XRP tokens when they sign up to the exchange. VanEck CEO calls Ethereum the Wall Street token. We all knew this, though. A direct USDC bridge connecting VeChain and Sui has just launched. Pi token gains landmark ETP listing despite exchange snubs and scandals. This is going to be in Europe. And JP Morgan comes out and says that Bitcoin is undervalued versus gold because volatility has decreased. President of El Salvador says that he may be buying more Bitcoin, which I wouldn't be surprised. Tether to launch USDT on RGB, expanding native Bitcoin stablecoin support. DotSol names now work directly on MetaMask. And NVIDIA reported $46.7 billion revenue in quarter two, up 56% year over year.